You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara says like this, that the Gemara says not to make shutfas in Ma'akam, right? He says, V'yesh makilim asir shutfas, b'zman hazeh, mishum she'eh, they don't really mean to be, because the whole, what's the whole is, so to make a shvua to their shtus, right? So, v'af api demaskirin avoy zara, kavanasun lo yisa shemayim v'aretz. Elam shatfin shem shemayim, what's called, Shutfis, T-R-I, we all know, okay? So, Mishatfish, anybody ever been in Prague?
Yeah.
You remember that bridge over there? That's craziness with the thing, what it says there. What?
The
Yezelot. The Kodosh, the Kodosh, yeah. Right? Vihine Shloisha Nashim Nitzavim Olof, you know, by Middle Malachim. So, Ebenezer brings over there the Koifim, the this, whatever he says. Oh, Shleisha Nashim, this dry mention was.
They have the Rome also.
The who?
I don't
know. I saw in Prague. They say he did it, made it. And yeah. Then after he, that's what, the Meisha told me that's the story they say. If it's that the Yid did it, they forced him to do it, and he jumped into the river there to kill themselves after he did that. Wow. But anyway.
Charles Bridge.
What?
It's called the Charles Bridge.
Charles?
Charles Bridge.
Charles Bridge. Okay. So he says, "V'afu gavu maskiyim mekomakum et meshatfin v'lo matzini sheyesh b'somlim." There's no darei einan mizurim ala shidduf. Pashup shad in the Ramah is the akum don't have the isser of what's called shidduf. Right? The Gemara says last week's parsha, zavech lelehim yecharim. Anybody zavech to lehim means Rashi says there lehim acherim la lehim yecharim. He's going to be totally destroyed. Bilti Lashem Avada. So for me, you learn out that you're not allowed to have shutfis. You're not allowed to go ahead and empower someone that he has a seva. Avada is something tzadik goyiz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, right? But Chas V'Shalom to say that the Rebbeinu Shem asks somebody, what should I do today, Chas V'Shalom? Right? It's like they believe with the shutfis. So, but the goyim don't have shutfis. So the question was like this, that the din is that you can't drink wine of Akum wine, because B'nai Seyin. Chazal made a lot of takanas. Bishul Akum is not kashrus. That's not too kashrus. Bishul Akum is because of B'nai Seyin. Because if you eat, food that's a shmack of food, you might come to...
Fraternize.
It's called it. Socialize, place, I don't know, whatever they call it, right? And come to marry. Lamashul. We all know if you have a real mum, I'm not talking about tinik shenishba, whatever. But when you have a mum in your house, Shem Yachav, a yeshiva bacher, that's Shem, so a real mum, let's say, So do you let him touch your wine?
No.
Why?
No.
Because what?
Chasnus.
Well, you can't marry his daughter.
Yeah.
She could be.
No.
Wait 1 second. He's got Shemi Rachim, yeah, he has stories. The guy has a wonderful family, and he goes, oh, go to
shit. I had a work with Mal Shulva.
What?
And it was Chayza. And I worked with Chayza. He said, I can't go there. And I went in front of his at my house. Shabbos. He said, I can't come. I'll be
ruin your wine.
I'm
going to ruin my wine. Okay. That was his excuse. But anyway, so what? Chazal gave him a din of a Gimel Vav Yud. So Memela, that's the din. That's why Shkita is no good. It's not the Peshad, he's Be'etzim HaGah. There's nothing wrong with his daughter. So certain things are also, Chol Akum is because of kashrus. He might put in chazan milk, right? Certain things, Shemen Akum, Pas Akum. For instance, Pas Akum. Big shayla, but if you're makbid on Pas Akum in a situation where you should be makbid, can you buy by a mummer? So many hold the Chazanish himself holds. No, you can't. I mean, it's before the Chazanish, but he said because Chazawa goes on him, there's a din like a gimel vav yud. So the male, since he has got such a din, is memela. We ask it, but the isser is because of b'nai seyin. Now, in most isur and all these other isur, except yayin, they only acid it in eating because that's where you socialize, right? Whatever. But she'en kein yayin, they acid even by na. So you shame say because you're not worried that maybe he's menasachit and he's salty because they don't sell their wine. They want to keep that wine. They behold that it's H-O-L-Y, right? Masha'en Kain, once they acid it in Shasiya, so because of those that might be Menasech, they acid it also in Hanah. For the Chashash, That's what he asked it to. But the source of the Isser is because of B'nai Seir. So the Gemara says, a ger toishiv, what we know, is mekabel on himself not to be Eved of Azara, not to keep Zayin Mitzvahs, right? So him, you can't marry his daughter. That the Rambam, we saw a few Rambams that says, Clara, that you can't marry his daughter. But still, they matted it in Nisuch. In Anah, because you're not afraid that he's menasechet. So Rabbi Fall Hamburger, did we leave off with the kasha? I think we did. Rabbi Fall Hamburger was a big guy in his time. So they once asked him he was close to the goyin. Tell us what the goyin was about. What do you think the goyin? So he went over, go to that shelf. He was blind, I think, then his life. Take out this and this safer. Took out, said the Tanakh. This is what the goyin knew. Tanakh. He knew everything that's in the Chazal from Tanakh. Whereas everything that we learn, how it comes from Tanakh. Like a midi, the Lo Remiza Baraisa. So anyway, see, he has a conscious on Ger Toshim, and he says, if you hold that a guy doesn't have an Isav Shitov, maybe he was Menasechet L'Shem Oysa Ish. Right? That he's allowed to believe in. So how could you go ahead and have enough from that wine? So in a Chanam, we know you can't get married. It's Bishram of Muslims. Tais says, we said that Muslims don't drink wine officially, but if a Muslim would make wine, if you had a wine company, technically Tais says you could have enough from it, because we know they're not Eved of Eved Zara, right? But they don't believe in Shituf. Mashen Ger Taisha, maybe he believes in Shituf. That was the Kasha. Okay. So to answer that, because to us that's called Nisuch, yeah. To us that's called a Nisuch. That says in the Pesach, yeah, 100%. Okay, so we'll start with a Rashi and Yavamis. If you don't, there's no Yavamis here. I don't know if they're missing. It's not here.
Try the other side.
It's not here. It is there.
Try the other side.
It is? Less today wasn't there.
You wasn't yesterday?
He was there? Trying, you were there yesterday?
Yeah.
Right, so. It's not there. It's a baseball. It's okay, Mem. It's going to tell you find it in those. It's probably easier to go to baseball.
How does he ask you one?
With a mice, you could. No, but it was his. It's his wine.
I said your wine.
Yeah, that's with a mice. That's a different. Yeah. So that already, I think it's easier to face it. Mem, what?
Where is Mem?
Mem Zayin, Mem. Yeah? Okay,
Shkai. Because Mishum Chassid is, why
would
a Muslim also should ask this?
Who?
Mishum Chassid. So why would a Muslim not?
No, you can't. You can't drink it, but you could have enough. Because you're not afraid that he's been asked. Okay. The Gemara brings a Pasuk, right? We just read the Pasuk. So the Gemara says over here, right? So ben amasecha v'ager. So Gemara goes to the whole thing. Who's a ger? V'nafesh ben amasecha be'evet oriel akos medaber. Whereas if you have an evet kanani, so about the evet kanani can't do malach on Shabbos because he's a kanisha. But even if he didn't mal him yet, but being that he is an evet kanani, he can't do malach for you on Shabbos. V'hager. Zeger Toishiv. So this is the Rashi says. Shikiba Alav Shalah Ovid Avodah Zara, and other things too, let's say. Va'oichel Nevelis, because we know that's what the Torah says 2 weeks ago, Sedra. Leger Shevishurecha Tetneno Omochor Lenochi. Vezirai Akosov Ala Shabbos. The Torah, he has to keep Shabbos. De Mechalal Asa Shabbos Ka Ovid Avodah Zara. Ka Mechalal Asa Shabbos Ka Ivid Avodah Zara. Ka Ovid Avodah Zara. He says that since Mechal Shabbos Ka'ivet Avodah Zarah, so Ger Toishev is not allowed to do Avodah Zarah, because that's what he was Mekabel, so he can't do, he has to keep Shabbos too. So Tois, what? No, the Shabbos.
He has to Kiddush everything.
Oh, that, no, that's not Mechal Shabbos. Talking about the Surah. Oh, Frek Tois is, Pirish Bekuncha Shkiba Lav Shalom Avodah Avodah Zarah, Umchal Shabbos Kovid of Rezara. The Kosha, Dimkein Afishu Meshuvah Mitzvahs, then there's more shem mitzvahs. We know ger toishuv is 7 mitzvahs. That means you mekabel 8 mitzvahs. A ger toishuv is 7 mitzvahs, it says. V'oid, the beperek arba mitzvahs, arminen akum sheshovas, chayv mitzvah fil b'chol, kol shkin b'shabbos, right? It says, so Taisir, how does he learn pshat in the Gemara? It means the ger toishuv that's working for you should not do malacha for you. A regular akum could do malacha. There's a gzeira later on of a miral akum shvus. But a ger toishuv that's living by you, right, that's working for you, that you can't do. Okay, so the Orcha Ner, I was mechavin to this Orcha Ner, says a teretz to Rashi. First we'll do that. What's a ger toishuv? So he said a ger toishuv, the way we paskin is, he's mekabel on himself, Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Okay, and what does that make him? A ger toishuv? Every akum is mechuyev to keep Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. That's what was given to
within.
Right, but what's
the chiluk?
So what does it do?
If it's b'nei noyach, then they call the ger
toishuv. Oh, so it's just a technicality.
And we're mechuyev to support it.
So it's a technical, because he was makabel. But what does it do?
Say that the Hashem Matya said mitzvah from Bnei Noach from Goyim.
What?
Is there a Chazal that say that
the Gemara and the Ritva? So the Ritva and the Ramban, Biskura brings it to the end of the Sefer, say that. They say what we're paying Pesach's time. The Gemara says like this, that by Matan Torah, the Gemara is Bekitzer and Bava Kama, but more at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Gemara says over here like this, that the Akum have a taina, Rebbeinu Shem, why did you force the Yidin to accept the Torah? And us not, a good time. So he says to them, 7 mitzvahs that I gave you, did you keep them? You didn't keep, he shows them, you didn't keep them. Keeping that he shows them, you didn't keep them. Amad v'hetiren. He's matter the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach. In fact, the Gemara, Amad v'hetiren, is gur isgur. Like you gain by doing something bad. Comes out, somebody who sins profits. He did something wrong, and now you don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. So where it says, no, that they get schar ke'enu mitzvah, they get schar ke'enu mitzvah oisa. That they keep the avada, so poshut on the Gemara means they're chayv in zayin mitzvah enoch. That their schar is like they're not mitzvah, they get less schar. No, it's an akum that keeps his ben noyach, regular ben noyach, as they call, that keeps 7 mitzvah noyach, gets schar keinu mitzvah, says the Ramban and the Ritva. But when they go ahead, and like Rav David said, they go to Bezdin, and they mekabel it, and the Rambam in a few places says it's like a geiris, he even puts it in Hilchas Geiris, in Hilchas Yisur Ebiya, in the Perek on Geiris, he puts, right, and he says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu forced the nations to, that they have to keep the Zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach, and if you catch someone who says, oh, you become ger toishuv, so he's right, then you have to treat him differently. You have to live in Eretz Yisrael, like the Rambam says. You have to support him, right? If he doesn't, if he's, the din is if an akum doesn't have, you know, mechuyev to I mean, could be even asur, certainly, depending on the situation.
What's the chanim?
That's what I mean, asur, okay. Mashi Ein Kein, in Ben is here, so we have to, good morning. No, that's
young.
It's Joel. So I coupon him, but a ger toishuv, you mechuyev to take care of him. The ger she b'shirecha titnena. You have to give him the nevela for free, right? I mean, if, as long as you don't have a big loss on it. Oh, so Menela says the Aruch Haner, since a ger toishuv goes into Bezdin and he's mekabel 7 mitzvahs, his avodah zarah is a different avodah zarah than the rest of the akum. Meaning, his definition of avodah zarah is our definition of avodah zarah. So Rashi holds kol mekhal Shabbos is kiyu avodah zarah. That including that is Shabbos. Now, the Rishonim will argue, that doesn't mean they don't hold it this year's side. Could be they really hold it this year's side. But Shabbos, when you say kol mechal Shabbos ki avodah zarah, it's not a sniff, a branch of avodah zarah. The Gemara just means the chomer, right? Just like we know, if somebody's a avodah of avodah zarah, you choshen him a kol ha-tar kula. And therefore he becomes what's called a mumer l'chol ha-tar kula. Mumer l'chol ha-tar kula, like we said, is wine, is shechita, and so forth. You don't have a guy who's a mummer le nevelis, his shechita is good, as long as you watch it. Just, you know, he's not careful. He doesn't sharpen the knife. But if you're standing there and you see him do good shechita, it's good. But if Mashenken, you see a mummer le avoid the zara, his shechita is not good. Why do Rabbanan made him a mummer le cholatar kula, that it's not good? Mummer le Shabbos is also, right? Like the Chofetz Chaim gives a mashal. I don't remember if that exactly mashal. You have like a store, has a, so let's say a barbershop. I don't know, he doesn't give, right? If you see that pole outside, you know it's a barbershop. Once that pole is gone, it's not a barbershop anymore, right? It's something else, right? So Kol Zman a Yid keeps Shabbos as a Yid, but once that Shabbos falls down, he's saying that he's not acting like a Yid, Rechmana Litzlan. So Mamela, that's what means, sorry, that's what Rishayim are arguing on Rashi. But the Yisoyda Davar, they hold it's true, meaning, by them, Shutfis is not called Avodah Zarah. By us, Shutfis is called Avodah Zarah. So Memela, when a Ger Toishav is Mekabel on himself, the Zayin Mitzvahs, which includes also Avodah Zarah for Shneitzach, he's accepting Avodah Zarah with a new definition. In fact, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Urbiyah, he says, what's Ger Toishav? He was Mekabel himself Avodah Zarah im Shar Mitzvahs. Why does he say Avodah Zarah? Because that's where it takes on a big nafkamina. A big nafkamina. The Eva Menachai and Ritzicha is basically the same thing, right? It's basically the same thing, right? It's more chomer than us, right? They have abortion is Ritzicha. By us, Moshe holds it is, some hold it's not called Ritzicha, but whatever it is, it's a potter for Misa, Moshe. But in Avodah Zarah, we're more chomer than them. Shutfus is also. So that's the pshat. So that answers the Shavah Kohen's kasha, or Pearl Hamburger's kasha. What was his kasha? Maybe this Ger Toishav, right, is going ahead and being Menasech Hashem Shituf. Teretz says, no, if you trust him as a Ger Toishav, then you assume he's not doing Shituf either, right? Peladik Rashi in the end of Bahar. Listen to this, at the end of Bahar. It says...
Why isn't the boy Chayav
Shituf? The Gemara says it's only... Oh, no, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says. Because they're not Muzer on it. We have a special passage.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Because he believes in the Bein Shalom. He's not Koyfer in the Bein Shalom. Avodah Zarah is only when you're being Koyfer that there's...
But he's Koyfer in what?
Yeah, right. But that's not called Avodah Zarah. That's right. That's a different thing. That's minus. You're right. You got problems. Chas v'shalom, somebody believes.
So there's a difference between minus and.
If somebody believes that a big tzaddik is equal to Rabbeinu Shem, and he could tell him, I wouldn't eat from their shvita. that's a big problem.
But that's called minus.
Yeah.
Not kfir.
Right. So anyway, that's just at the end of Bahar. Loy sasu lachem alilim, pesel matzeva l'skim ve'emeskat, right, don't do avodah zarah, es shapsoi se tishmaru. Now, so Rashi says over here, what is this talking about? Now, the Parshat Bahar is talking about if a yid gets sold. Yid gets sold to an akum, so his relatives have to redeem him, right? That's the whole mitzvah there, the whole seid of who redeems him. So Rashi says, why? What is this at the end of the Parsha, after these mitzvah? He says, lo sasu lachem alilim, he says, "Keneged zeh." This is referring to, it's parallel to hanimchor lenochi. Right? Somebody sold to a nakum. Shelo yoimap. So peldik ahavimin. I understand ahavim, but that's zeh in sufro. Shelo yoimap. Hoyol v'rabi, my master, megala rais. He sold to akum, and the akum is amnizer narais. He's megala rais. So af ani kamois. I could also do that. Pelda. So peldik ahavimin. Hoyal v'rabi oivet avodah zarah, afani kamoisai. Hoyal v'rabi mechal Shabbos, afani kamoisai. Look, that's why it says these psukim. These psukim tell us, don't know. Just because you were sold an akum, and that's what your master does, you can't do it. So the question is like this, okay, akum that's megal arayas, has issa arayas. Akum that's oivet avodah zarah, has issa avodah zarah. But what does it mean, akum shechil Shabbos? That's not called Chil. He's Mechal Shabbos. Akum is called Chil Shabbos. Shveta say means, well, he's doing things that to us are Chil Shabbos. If he's doing something wrong, how do you call Chil Shabbos? According to Rashi, he's very geshmak. Rashi, Lashitosi. Rashi and Yavamis holds that one of the psukim over here is talking about someone who's nimker to ger toishiv. So let's say ger toishiv is not erlich, he's not keeping the mitzvahs, and he's being mechal Shabbos. Going to Rashi, that's a meisa chil Shabbos. Of course, it's very good. Rashi shitase. I just want to one thing also. Maybe we'll continue next week a shtickle about this also. In ger toishiv. So I'll tell you, Kasha, many, many years ago. Remember, I asked this to Rav Nata Greenblatt, Rav Rufu Shleimer, and when I asked the Kasha, it was Shal Shudis, he was saying, I was there reading with Shal Shudis, and he said, oh, this is a klutz Kasha. So I grew up klutz Kasha.
Not a good thing.
I mean, you're a klutz. So I said, what's Shleimer? It's a good Kasha. So it's a meridik. He said, klutz Kasha. So he said in Litta, klutz kasha meant like a solid kasha, very strong kasha. Interesting. I always grew up, you know, hearing your klutz, right? So listen to this. It's a Mordechai, and it's brought down in Ramah, one part of it. Mordechai says two things. We'll start the first thing, what's brought in Ramah. What's the din? Who can write a Sefer Torah? Remember?
Right.
Whoever is chayev in tefillin can write what? Ksiva. Chasav can write mezuzahs. Even though a woman is potter from is chayev in mezuzah, but she can't write a mezuzah. She's chayev to put up a mezuzah. There's achreinim who Shai Novak many years ago used to sell. I remember the old building. He had like a Judaica store. So when we bought, he had mezuzahs. So he bought it. A woman bought it from him. She sent him a letter. Rav Shila Kutna says that a woman shouldn't put up the mezuzah either. And he gave him a marmukum. So he says, so you have to do it. You sold it to me. So he showed it to me. I said, it does say it. I don't think anybody's mocked, but I don't know. You know, but he holds that they can't do anything. They can't even hang up the mezuzah. All right, but about a woman is chayav mezuzah. It's a shver, because many places can hold, even an Akum could put up the mezuzah. But a kaponim, a woman can't write, not a sefer Torah, not film, not mezuzah. Not because she's part of those mitzvahs, she's chayav in mezuzah, because she has to be chayav in kshir. So Akum, so forth, all those cannot write. You have to be, in order to be chayav, right, in order to write, you have to be chayav. What would you say about an androgynous? Can androgynous write film?
Definitely.
Is it a Suffolk or is it? No, a Suffolk.
He's a Suffolk. He could write his own self.
He could write his own film.
Because if he's not Mechoyev, then he's able to write. If he's not Mechoyev, then he's not putting on anything. That's only if he's a Sephardi.
Because you don't make a bracha. But if he's an Ashkenazi, women do make brachas.
Not from Zozo. Why not?
Let's say he has his own house, he's saying. Can he write it, though? Is it kosher? What's a shayla? Is it called chayev? Is that called chayev in tefillin? He has to put on tefillin, androgynous. He has to put on tefillin. But it's only Misat Safik. I will leave that. Kivega is a Safik. But anyway, like this. So that's the din who's cut. So now in Mordechai, in Alochas Ketanas, in Menachas, he says a mamzer should not write a Sefer Torah. Because when he gets to the Pasuk, Lo Yova Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, he gets all bewildered. Right? He's bohul, he's bewildered, I guess. And he can't write the Shem Hashem with Kavanah, because it's talking about him. That's what it says. So Ramah brings it to Halacha. So Avada means he can write the rest of the Sefer Torah. But this part he can't write, so the male don't write because they're afraid you'll get there and then you'll write it Shelo Lishma. Yeah, totally. So that the Shach brings the other part of Mordechai. He says a Ger Toishav should also not write a Sefer Torah. Why? Because when he gets to last week's part, the week before, it says La Soichel Nevela, La Ger Hashem B'Sherechet Etnena, La Mechor Lanochi, Ki Am Kodesh Atol Hashem Elokecha. So when he'll write that pasuk, He'll say, oh, look, the Torah says I can eat nevels because I'm not an Am Kodesh, and he won't have Kavanah by Shem Alekah.
He's not
a Bar Kshira.
Yeah.
That's the Klotz Kasha is. Very good. Okay, that's the Kasha is. It bothered me for many years. Right? Okay. So then I found, if you don't mind, Chelet Gimel. Two Mishnah Berurah. First Chelet Gimel. Chelet Kaf will do maybe next week. Listen to this Mishnah Berurah. In Simen Dalet Shin, the Be'alacha. What? Because they don't. That's what's printed. Dalet Shin. Shin Dalet is shade, so they don't want to. Reish Tzadik Ches. They usually have Reish Ches Tzadik Rochatz.
Shin Dalet Mem also.
Right.
Shin Dalet Mem.
Mishmat Shin Dalet Mem. So.
It's Hilchos Avelus.
It's not the only one. Hilchos Shabbos. Right.
This past week's Dalet.
Oh, okay.
Shin Dalet Mem.
Anyway, you're here, so yeah, here it is. In the end of Shin and Dalet Shin, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen of Ram, in Be'alacha that is, Kasa Magen of Ram, and Kibur Lav Mitzvahs, Anoigis Be'evid V'usacher, so he says, He says, if a guy is not a full Eved, he's a Ger Toish, he's a Kabbal Sam Mitzvahs, he has to keep Shabbos. So he goes, the whole thing, what do you mean keep Shabbos? He's not a Chuyt to keep Shabbos, he's also keep Shabbos. He says, Menolon Lamagon of Rome, that he should be so he said, Menolon Shiach Chayva Kaim Mitzvahs Machayah. So he says, like this, Acha Kosvi Kol Zeh, is Bonanti Shefshur Kaim Dvarv. The Svile Lamagan of Ram Gamkein. The Eino Bari Saw Klakal Ger Toshim. He's a Ger Toshim. It's a Elowad. Ger Toshim. What's it? We are a Machoikis. Ger Toshim is, Rameya holds its Avodah Zarah. And you're right, that shot is, Avadi has to keep Avodah Zarah anyway, but it's a new Kabbalah of Avodah Zarah going into Bezim. Or Sheva Mitzis. Or Acheir Moimrim. Kol mitzvahs chutz menevelus, which Rishayim say doesn't mean dafka nevelus, could be other, but he can be makab, but he's makabel more, right? Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim in Be'alacha, he says, yeah, ger toishiv gufa, im rotza lekabel of be'ez tchilas gerusa, it's called a gerus, Rama calls a gerus, oid mitzvahs milvada sheva. If he wants to be kabbal more than seven, gam kein chala kabbalos. The kabbal is a good kabbal. Shemachuyev achakach lekayim. I the Gemara says sheva rabusa shminin. The af sheva mitzvahs, even the seven mitzvahs, mechuyev lekayim kol baneach. Umay rabusa mitzachish like the Rishayim is. Afilachi chala kabbalo ubechal ger toshiv like you said. It's a kabbal. Well, 1 second. He says in shemitzuv min melach yoytzei. He's a Ger Toshim. The Kol Shken and Kibbol Lav Yeser Mitzvahs Bevadav Zeh. The Lord Tikshol Zeh Eich Yishmer Shabbos Ger Toshim Gamken also Lishmer Shabbos. He brings out Tosh and so. There will stand the Ger Toshim. Shlo Kibbol Lav Akzal Mitzvahs. Right? But then he's like an Yehudi. Mashenken Shekibbol Lav. He says maybe the Magen Avraham means that Betchilas Gerusay Ger Toshim. He was Mekabel to Shabbos more than that. He says, so look what he says. Uktsas mach matsasi divra magan vram. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Ezu ger toshim, chomem kol shkibol av zayin mitzvah. Chayim ha'imim, kol shkibol av kol mitzvahs chutz me'is and avelis. Alma delachem vada chal kabalas kol mitzvahs. U'mekom makam, he doesn't become a ger, full ger, because he didn't accept nevelis. V'udin l'chachamim, he says, why say the chacham hold it's dafka seven? Who udin l'chamim, mitkibol, in Kibel, more than that, Chala Kabbalah. They call the Ikon Lamayat Beplukta. Don't make the Machloikas, they hold it's Dafka 7, and they hold it's 612 or whatever it is. It means it's minimum of 7, but it can be Makabal Shabbos too. So now, Mordechai's timing, what if this Ger Toshev was Makabal tefillin, would he be able to write a Sefer Torah?
Ask Shira.
So you would say yes.
But ask Shira only. He's still a potter because of the pasuk that we just said.
That's not called potter. He's just afraid.
Is he considered a silver vaisa or I am a silver vaisa?
What do you say?
I'm not sure. I'm clever. Is he a silver vaisa or I am a silver vaisa?
He was makabel.
So he's volunteering it.
But he was makabel.
Firstly, I guarantee you, let's see if makabel's up there. What's the issue if he's not makabel?
No, if he's not Maccabi, he's not a Ger Toshev.
Kosher Sibiyasin is Renisser for Ger Toshev?
Kosher?
Gets in Pibiyasin. Kosher Sibiyasin in Pibiyasin. If he's.
But that's a special thing. It's called a Kabbalah. It has nothing to do with Nether. It's a Kabbalah. Would you say then.
He'll get Malkus? I think that he's saying if he's Maccabi, all everything except for that.
Yeah, he's fine.
He'll get Malkus?
Well, for.
If he's Mavak, if he's over.
Is he over? If he's over, is he.
Would he get Misa?
Would he get Misa?
I don't know.
What
are
you?
Maybe.
Is he chayav if he does, if he...
No, Malk, is he mechuyev to keep this mitzvah?
Isn't the question whether or not when a Ger Toshev is mekabel a mitzvah himself, does he have a din of a goy who's
mekabel
in extra mitzvah?
Yeah, if you kill...
Or the mitzvah he has now, Ben's the same mitzvah.
If you're at Seyachim, if you're raised tzadik chesem, right? So then... Yavada, you'd be potter. That's a good. That's Gemara. That's a Rambam.
So then the mitzvah that he has is the mitzvah of Akum. He's an Akum with an extra.
Exactly, but the problem is that
it goes back to the Gemara. The Gemara said that Hashem took away the mitzvah, meaning there ain't.
No, but he's mitzvah v'aisin.
He's
mitzvah v'aisin 7, but not the other 10 that he was makabel.
If he's makabel tefillin, that's a mitzvah on
Avodah.
Right.
He's mitzvah 7
because Hashem gave him 7.
No, he's mitzvah because he's makabel. He's makabel 10. So 7 on mitzvah isin, 3 on not mitzvah isin. Make it easy to say that. Why should you say that? He's makabel himself all these mitzvahs, no?
Is that the point for a Jew to do what mitzvah is saying? That's the point to force it. Is that the point to force that I get Hashem to do a mitzvah? He's makabel tefillin, Marshal.
Right.
So if a regular Jew doesn't want tefillin, are we mechuyev to
force him?
Are we mechuyev to force a Ger Toshev?
I don't know.
Is it mitlase?
Yeah.
Is it
maybe it's chay. You're asking what would be. I don't know. Mishmur didn't tell us enough. But I know one thing. He says you could be makabel Shabbos. You could be makabel tefillin.
It's a different madrega. It's not a supervisor.
So I want to know. Define to me what this different madrega is.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.